Mit dem Wort. Mittlerer Tag ist.
Okay. So, today's path is a joy. My eyes are not in the world. I see the place from distance, from far. But Nassim talks about a very natural, normal thing, which is that we feel we'll never get where we need to go. We feel. This is especially pranasa, people feel this. It's impossible for things to work out. Impossible. It's impossible. How could this happen? How could this work? Impossible. Totally impossible. That's how we feel. Like, what do I do? It's impossible. I'm in an impossible situation. What do I do? You know, it's amazing when you live with this, it really does work. It really does work. It's a very powerful idea. So what do I do? Because we need to know the first thing, first concept. Being able to hope and look from afar. He said, Avraham Avinu. What happened to Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, Hashem said, okay, it sounded to him like, kill your son, sacrifice your son, and how real. He promised Avraham that he's going to have children aligned from Yitzchak. He's going to be his continuation, his chain. He is going to make sacrifices. So the Medrash says, he saw, I think it's in the Medrash, not to be mistaken, but Nassim certainly says this idea. I don't know if he's quoted it or not, but not sure. But he says he saw on the mountain the Beis HaMikdash and Yitzchak's descendants serving Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Korbanos, doing everything they have supposed to do. And he took him down and he's supposed to sacrifice his son. He's like, the two of these, they're impossible. It cannot be that I'm going to do my mitzvah and also Yitzchak's going to have children and it doesn't work. Impossible. The Medrash says he was very brokenhearted when Hashem said, don't sacrifice. He figured it's because I didn't marry him off. It's my fault. I didn't marry him off. That's why the verse right afterwards brings that Yitzchak's shidduch was born after they came. He says, he didn't even have anyone in the world he could marry. And Avraham saw that. Like, no, it's not because of everything you do. It's not you. It was never really, really never meant that you should sacrifice. Just be willing to kill yourself. But Avraham didn't know that. So here he is, he sees the descendants of Yitzchak, and he sees he's supposed to do the Akedah. He doesn't understand how the two could possibly come together. So it's the same thing. When you're looking, you say, no, it's going to come together. I don't know how. I don't know how. But it's going to come together. There's a story in the Gemara, this, what's his name? Nachtimon Ben Gurion. I just wrote about this, actually. So he, Gemara Titus. There wasn't water to drink. There was a drought in Israel. If they needed water, how are they going to go up to do on the other regga? What are they going to do? They have to go to the temple. So he borrowed a vast sum of water from this non-Jewish, this Roman, I think, a Roman nobleman. I said, if it doesn't rain by this and this day, to refill your size drinks, I'll pay you an exorbitant amount of money. It's the last day. He goes to basically, he says, please, let's have rain. It's the last day. It's already getting late. Yeah, Mount Titus. Please. So, there's rain. He goes to Roman's officer, he says, the officer says, listen, I still have what to say because it was really late in the day. I think that my cisterns only got refilled at night. It's already nighttime now. So you owe me the money. It's good that the rain came, but it's a day late. Too bad. So he went back to the Beis HaMikdash and said, Hashem, show the world that you have people who you love. And the clouds went away. He thought it was day, whatever it was. Extra year. So the Brits of Ramaslada, he says, that's not what a normal person would do. A normal person would say, that's it. Not raining the whole year. And that's why the Roman, he went to Beis HaMikdash. This Roman went to the bathroom. So I'm so happy I'm going to have such a surplus of money now because of that water I gave out. He was sure. It didn't rain the whole year. It's the last day. It's not going to rain. Hashem gives the rain and then you again, you're devastated. What, you have to stop it? It's going to stop? Now, today of all days? He said, no, he felt the exact opposite. He said, no, the Yeshua already came, it's come before, it's going to come. It's not going to happen. It'll happen. Just you have to have the koch and the bitachon to keep looking, keep searching, keep trying. Keep looking to Hashem. Keep looking to Hashem. Please help me. Please. Plead with Hashem. Ask Hashem what. He brought already one miracle. He'll bring any more. He says that there's many things as you look back in life, you'll see it. There's a lot of things like that. It would seem like it's impossible. This is just not going to work. This is not workable. It's impossible. And Hashem took care of everything. Everything worked out exactly the way it was supposed to be, exactly how it was supposed to be. You just need to hold on. Yeah, hold on.
All you have to do is look at modern Jewish history. I mean, we're not even talking about Nefesh B'Nefesh, which is another miracle.
Unbelievable. We say on your miracles every day, every moment. Hashem is doing miracles. We don't even understand it. But really, Yeshua is very close. We don't see it. Miriam's waiting. Moshe, what's going to be? They put Moshe on the water. What's going to happen with him? He had an incredible miracle. Someone took him in. He was raised. Unbelievable thing. Even someone who doesn't understand Hashem's Yeshua every day, he doesn't see it. He has to believe it. He has to know it. It's really, Hashem is giving me Yeshua's every day. Every day. Every day I'm having miracles. We see, though, nevertheless, we have to know, I have to see and understand. Hashem, just like Abraham, Hashem is going to save me just like Abraham. It's impossible. It's unmanageable. There's no way to deal with this situation. And Hashem is going to take care of everything. I just have to ask Him and turn to Him and say, help, I know there's Yeshua. Bring me the Yeshua. Let me see the Yeshua. Please. Just like in the family of I'm having the same thing. So I know this Yeshua is coming. It's a very powerful letter. And I'm the truth of it. So that's why it says in Israel we say Mechar Tavi Lachma. She brings the food from a distance. Personally, it's far away. It's remote. It seems remote. Really, it's right here, but it seems to be remote. And we have to know that. We have to say, okay, it seems remote. Nevertheless, Hashem's Rachmanis is eternal. Hashem's Rachmanis is eternal.
You know, sometimes, sometimes people are asked to do something, and they pray for it to happen, and it doesn't happen because there's one other requirement, and that's Mrs. Schwartz, the teenager from Jersey, also has to pray for it. And not just the Stephen, there's one person, obscure person, that Hashem wants to hear his or her voice.
It can be. We can't know, but it can be. The Chidushim, there's two different Chidushim. It also depends what thing exactly. The Chidushim sent someone said, I need Yeshua, big Yeshua. He said, no one can help you, but there's some drug. Go to this in the city, this is person, ask me for a book. So he went to the Yeshua, the city. And the guy said, go away, slurring his words, there's no way to get anything out of him. He asked the family, what do we do? The Chidushim said, get a bracha. So we bracha from him. Okay. Usually when we need him to do something, we just take his bottle away, and then eventually he does it because he wants his man back. So he grabbed the bottle. No, I'll get back. You have to say this will happen. He did. It will work out. Unbelievable thing. So they asked the Chidushim, what's with this guy? He said, he wants to say, he saw them throwing this lady on the street. They threw off her children also, this widow with her children. So he said, what's going on? He said, well, can't pay the rent, so too much time. But he said, oh, they're out the street. He said, no, how much is it? And he paid. Didn't ask him for more. He said, so you got it. On the one hand, he deserves a big reward. It's a very great, he saved all their lives. They were not going to make it. They went there, it was impossible. Nobody go. They just weren't going to get through. He said, what? On the other hand, what do you do with someone like he's not exactly worthy? So they worked out like this. They said, he'll have a koch of brachas, but we'll keep him drunk, so he's not going to know how to use it or what to do. That's what happened. According to his, who he was, where he was. So there's such a thing. Sometimes there's someone here who's part of this puzzle, or part of this picture, or the person really feels inside a deep empathy with what's going on, and his feelings can do, and the heart feelings can do unbelievable things. You have no way of knowing. You don't understand where they go, what they do. Sometimes. So it's far. We have to know that we have to realize that's the map. It's a big kiddush. Not to assume, well, I'm just going to win the lottery and everything's going to work out. Say, I have to look to Hashem, he's going to help me and everything's going to work out. And it does. It's unbelievable how much it works out, how much it builds us just to look to Hashem, just to hold the near and for Hashem. And say, please help. The koach, that power is beyond anything we can begin to grasp. Because we don't understand. We don't understand who we really are. We don't understand
what's really happening. We need to start davening for Israel. Someone was attacked today by Arabs. Seriously beaten up with clubs and iron bars.
Where was it?
Where Yonker was.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? No. Where is Yonker Wood?
What?
Where is Yonker Wood?
Yonker
Bar Nakam.
Victoria Lee.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they broke into a store and just started beating him with iron bars.
Unbelievable.
He's talking about rebars. That stuff is heavy and it is nasty. You're talking about this thick.
Wow.
You know, used for reinforcing concrete.
So part of the reason why it seems so remote is because we have to know that we're, on the one hand, close to Hashem. On the other hand, there's tremendous distance. There's tremendous distance. When a person feels distance, he feels desperate, that's when he's close to Hashem. That's why when you're in the lowest place, in the Rito, the biggest, strongest, deep wound, the real, genuine heart comes out. That's the power. When a person's having a hard time, that's the strongest tears, the most powerful tears. Again, from being distant, that's says Meirachu Hashem Nira, you showed, you came close to me. I saw you when I was far. It says Amati Echkama Bichok Mimeni. I said I will become wise. He's distant from me, because only when you're far, when you feel far, you can really understand a little bit of Bechino Chachma. So it's a very interesting paradox. We have to use it right. So I want to connect to Hashem when it's far away. I want to plead and beg Hashem. Every tefillah has the power to do anything. Tefillah has the power to do anything in the world. Anything in the world we can do by davening, by asking Hashem, by pleading with Him, we can do anything we want, anything we need. It all comes to power and to it. The lesson says when you relate, when you missed something didn't work out for you, it didn't happen, so you didn't daven or you didn't daven enough, usually. Almost always, that's the culprit. That's the problem. Yeah, that's what it
is.
Chabad Chaim also says almost the same words in Beis Yisrael, which is also the exact same. Either you didn't daven or you didn't daven enough. In the name of a great person. Oh, it's tefillah. Everything has to do with tefillah. So we just ask Hashem, we just pray with Him, we just realize, you know, this is the map. This is the way it's supposed to be. So I realize that I have far to go. It's a way of pushing me to move forward. So that's great. Okay, this is, you look back and say, how did I get through this year? How did I mess? This happened. It's all miracles. It doesn't make any sense. You look back and say, this doesn't make any sense. This is a miracle. He said, okay, Hashem will help further the better miracles. I need more miracles, Hashem will help miracles, Hashem. And this works. I can tell you. It really does. Unbelievable. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Extraordinary says that the land of Nisan. All miracles. Everything's a miracle. That's great, Baruch Hashem.